Hi everyone, welcome to podcast two of Time Travel Through Clothing. Today I have my sister with me, Sabrina. You can say hi.
Hi.
And today we're going to be talking about a piece of clothing that has a lot of memories attached to it for her. So Sabrina, what is that item?
I'm going to do like my jam jacket, like my comp jacket.
Yeah, so Sabrina's been dancing for, how many years have you been dancing for? Like,
I started when I was 3, and now I'm 16, so 13.
Yeah, so about like 13 years, and I used to do competitive dance as well. I'm done this year because I'm in university, but Sabrina's still dancing. She's got 1 year left of competing. And yeah, do you want to talk about a little bit about your comp jacket and the memories to it?
First of all, it smells bad because it hasn't ever been washed.
Yeah, frequently when you're at competitions, you'll just like put it on, and sometimes, you know, you will pack it. We have this thing called a rack and roll, and you just throw in the jacket because you have to wear it on stage for awards. And then we have like tons of pins on them, or you can get like medals and then pin the medals on. So yeah, if you want to talk more about that.
Yeah, I'd always wear it at every single comp. Like, it'd always be on, and if it wasn't on, like, I wouldn't be in costume. Like, I wouldn't have my stuff. It's, like, always on. Every single photo, you'll always see, like, a jam jacket. You always see, like, my comp jacket. Like, especially at comps, I'll never, like, go without it. Like, you're always wearing it.
Yeah. Do you have any, like, moment? It doesn't have to be specific, but, like, do you have a certain feeling you felt like wearing that jacket, getting an award on stage? It could be like Sabrina actually competed in, she had a tap trio that did really well. She also has a couple, two trios this year, right?
Yeah.
So she has a tap trio and a contempt trio this year. So we'll see if they actually get to compete with these jackets again. But was there a specific moment in time where you felt that it was an important moment in that jacket? Or it could be like, we do also an opening number with all the kids on the team. So it's kind of nice when we win those, because we usually get awards for being like the biggest team or the most clean dance. My teachers put a lot of effort into that dance. So yeah, it could be a memory to something like that.
I remember, okay, it's from a while ago, I remember my jazz group, we won, it was, like, my first ever jazz group, and for a comp, and we won, what did we win? I think we won, like, first overall for, I think we were, what age group were we? We were, like,
when was this? What dance was this for?
It was my first jazz, and it was, like, it was called, like, Another Cha-Cha or something.
For comp?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't even know this.
Okay, yeah. So I think we got first overall for, like, our age group. And I remember I had to go up and get the award, and I was in my little jacket. And I posed with my photos, and, yeah.
Did you pin any, like, medals on your jackets? Because I know I used to do that. No, because
they'd always fall off.
Yeah, sometimes they do. They are flimsy.
Or I'd poke myself, so I just never did it.
Did you ever have, like, a pin on your jacket that, like, means something? Because I know Dad bought me a pin
when I did
ballet. Oh.
Yeah.
Well, is there any other memories? Like, it could be even from, like, leaving the competitions. Because I know, like, yeah, I know we're there for dance, but we'd always wear the jackets, like, everywhere. Not just at the competition, but, like, when we go for food or, like, to a mall or... Because I know... a couple years back when we were a lot younger, we used to go to Buffalo for competitions, and we'd go to the Cheesecake Factory with these jackets on, or we'd go shopping at, like, I think it was, like, P.S. Aeropostale.
Yes, we went to the mall, yeah.
Oh, my God, and we used to get these awful, long, what were they, like, plaid shorts?
Yeah. Awful. No, they were, like, I'm not hating on anyone if they like this, but I'm hating a little. they're, like, long, and they're, like, plaid, but they're also like that weird, like, pink material. I don't know, like,
yeah, how to, I know, describe it. I think you had blue and I had pink.
No, or I had purple. Blue and I had, like, a white, which is,
oh,
like,
God,
even worse.
so
ugly.
Yeah, and then we had these really long, like, t-shirts as well. Like, they'd go past, like, like your was, like, stomach. Like they were so long.
That was the style.
But yeah, that was the style back then. So yeah, like even going shopping, we'd wear like all these jackets. Oh, do you remember when you went to the mall with Sydney? Sydney is one of Sabrina's friends for her birthday, I think it was. Or it wasn't for her birthday. You went shopping with the jackets when I was competing.
I always go shopping with the jacket when I was at comps. But yeah, I did. I went to, I forget what store. I bought a romper. It was really ugly.
Yeah, so I think, like, it's interesting how you could, like, wear, like, a jacket so many times and then you, like, pick it up and you're like, oh, I remember, you know, doing this or yeah. competing.
Especially because it's full of glitter. So you're yeah. like, I remember. And you see, like, oh, it's, like, pinky. And you're like, oh, that's from this costume.
I know.
From this dance.
Or, like, even the hairspray smell sometimes because they don't get washed that often. You smell, like, hairspray.
I don't
hairspray.
Think it's ever been washed, my own. I don't think you can even wash it. Like,
well, that's unfortunate. I think you should probably wash it. But
it smells like sweat. And
but to add to the memory and essence of the shirt, I guess or the jacket. I guess like those scents and the glitter also brings back memories of dance and.
Yeah, and I remember wearing it when I had my ballet costume, like, I think it was 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. And we did this dance. It was called ballet class.
Yeah.
And we had these huge tutus. I remember ripping mine in my jacket.
Yes!
I was wearing my jacket, gosh. And I ripped my costume. But it's okay. You couldn't see it, but it was funny.
Yeah. I think mine also ripped, too, because we were actually in the same dance for, like, the first time.
Well,
and we have an opening number, so like everybody's in that number, but we've never had like a smaller group together other than ballet. And then she joined hip-hop, my hip-hop group, which was for 2019 to 2020, but unfortunately things got cut off, so we only had one show. And actually we had two shows. So we had our comp show in February, and then in March, we had our first competition, like, beginning of March, and then everything got shut down, so we didn't get to finish that season, but they're hoping whoever's left for this year, for 2020 to 2021, that they can compete. I don't know how that's gonna work, but see, you're gonna miss out on wearing that comp jacket, because if you're not competing, you're not gonna be wearing it.
Yeah.
So... yeah, but I'm glad you have some good memories attached to that, and you're so awkward.
I'm not. I just don't... You keep talking. I don't know what to say.
Okay, well, I think we're going to end that off there, and then I'm going to write a little bit more about you.
Write a bit more
about Yeah, because Sabrina's not much of a talker sometimes.
I am, but, like...
it depends on the situation. But yeah, so... thank you guys for tuning in to the second podcast. Make sure to check out the article underneath this. And my first podcast I did about a red cowl neck top. And also check out the next podcast I'm doing about a engagement dress. So yeah, thank you for listening, and I'll catch you later.